Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER available in the U.S. For New York, 8778-HOPE-NY. Or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic. Your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Everybody just wants to live their life in peace. And yet, without even realizing it, we face an enormous amount of pressure every day. We face pressure from our society, our peers, even our friends and colleagues at work. Pressure to achieve worldly success and pleasure, to accumulate wealth, to find lasting romantic love. None of these are necessarily bad things, but the world put these things in place of God, and often encourages sin in the pursuit of them. It's easy to fall into conformity, to do what unbelievers do and to be as they are. But as Christian men and women, we are called to model our lives on Christ. We're called to live in a godly manner, fearing the Lord and obeying Him, even when it doesn't make sense to the rest of the world.
The Bible says in James 1, verse 22, "But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." The Bible here is saying, prove yourselves to be people who put the word of God in practice. Prove that you obey God's principles, His instructions, and His precepts. Prove that you're not merely listeners who hear the word, but fail to internalize its meaning. Prove that you're not just listeners who hear the word, even know the word, but fail to do the word. And the last couple of words in this verse are interesting because the Bible is telling us that if you do this, if you hear the word but fail to do the word, then you are actually deceiving yourself. You are deluding yourselves. It's not the devil deceiving you, no. You deceive yourself should you hear the word but fail to act on it. We always think that deception comes from Satan, from the Antichrist, from some demonic false teacher. But something as simple as knowing God's word but failing to do it, that is an act of deception towards yourself. Because how can you claim to love Christ but fail to obey Him? How can you say you are a Christian, striving to be Christ-like, but yet fail to bow the knee, to bow your will, and obey Him?
Romans 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. The opposite of conformity is a renewed mind. The way God views the world and our lives is counterintuitive to everything our culture teaches. Therefore, we must be willing to let Him change us and reteach us how to think. One of the pillars of faith should be the Word of God. Forget the praise and worship music, put aside the doctrine and theology, and focus on God's Word. God's Word should be the starting point. And I really want you to understand the power that is in the Word of God. Matthew 24, verse 35 says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." Take a moment to understand that. Heaven and earth, as we currently know it, will pass away someday. They will be no more. But God's word will remain and stand forever. Hebrews 4, verse 12, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart." I want you to never take the word of God for granted. It lives. It has power. It's sharp. It cuts through a person, right through to the deepest parts of our nature, exposing and judging the very thoughts and intentions of the heart.
The Amplified Translation for James 1, verses 22 through 24 says, "But prove yourselves doers of the word, actively and continually obeying God's precepts, and not merely listeners who hear the word, but fail to internalize its meaning, deluding yourselves by unsound reasoning, contrary to the truth. For if anyone only listens to the word without obeying it, he is like a man who looks..."
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, available in the U.S. For New York, 8778. HOPE-NY, or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers, subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Very carefully at his natural face in a mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he immediately forgets what he looked like. So let me ask you a few questions concerning God's word in your life. Are you using God's word as a lamp to your feet? Are you obeying God's word and putting it into practice? I do not believe that anyone can be a doer of God's word without being challenged by it. God's word has to challenge you. And it will challenge you when you really try and put it into action. It tells you to pray without ceasing. That's challenging. We all know how busy our lives are, but in order to be a doer of the word, you need to pray without ceasing. The word tells you to love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's challenging because some people will test you. They'll test your patience. They will test your character. But God's word also tells you to be long-suffering and slow to anger. Do you see what I mean? The good fight of faith, it involves being changed and challenged by the word of God. And I would venture to say, if you're not being challenged by the word of the Lord, then you are probably cherry-picking the parts you do like, the promises that make you feel good and protected over the word of God in its entirety, especially when it comes to your character. So pray, saints. Pray that you would be a doer of the word.
When you pray with God's word, you're speaking a word that has life into your prayer. It becomes effective. So should you be wondering how to make your prayers more effective, use the word of God. God is his word, and the word is God. This means that his word has the power to defeat evil. It has the power to defeat Satan. The Bible is, in a spiritual sense, alive. This is why the devil will do all that he can to prevent you from spending time in God's word, because he knows that it can transform you, it can empower you, it can pierce your heart and challenge you concerning the sin in your life. The devil will fight you tooth and nail so that you will never reach a point where you are consistently reading and studying the Bible. So be aware of this. Fight against this. The Bible tells us that faith comes through what? Not prayer, not praise, and worship, but through God's word. God's word plants living seeds in your heart. And so as you hear me, I encourage you to take God's word seriously. It has the power to keep you pure, according to Psalms 119, verse 9 to 11. The Bible reads, "How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. I have stored up your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you." God's word has authority. It can teach you, correct you, and train you, because 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 to 17 says, "All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work."
Do you know what the Christian life can be like sometimes? One day we can find ourselves walking closely with the Lord. We have days where we find that the spirit of prayer is strong and our faith is strong. The skies are blue, the sun's warm, and then all of a sudden, bang, a temptation jumps out of nowhere. The devil entices us with that one temptation, that one thing we struggle with. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I win the battle. Sometimes I fall short. There is always a struggle. And if you're anything like me, you end up wondering, what went wrong? Why did I do this again? Well, in a way, nothing went wrong. Because this is how people are. We're in a fallen world. We're in a battle between the flesh and the spirit. Paul writes about this in Romans chapter 6 and 7. And the theme he touches on is to do with this internal battle, this battle between sin and purity, between good and evil, righteousness and unrighteousness. It's almost as though there's a strange force at work, pulling us when we see a choice between right and wrong. This force leaps up. An opportunity to sin comes along, and we're pulled to do what's wrong. Jesus' disciples knew this. Take Peter. The night the Lord was arrested, Peter got disoriented. He hurried through Jerusalem's dark streets and ended up in a courtyard by a fire, warming himself. Then a girl challenged him. Peter looked around the fire. He saw the priest's people and the soldiers. He felt an urge to do what was wrong, and he did. He denied Jesus 3 times. Then he stumbled outside and cried like a baby. But wait, what happened next? A few weeks later, Jesus took Peter aside and asked him to feed my sheep. Jesus helped Peter use that terrible failing as a way to grow, to be better, to tend the flock, to openly lead the movement. No more giving into that temptation. And he didn't. Years later, when Peter was offered the same option, he stood true. And for that, he was crucified upside down and killed. Jesus makes us clean. He helps us face up to our sin and become more righteous. Voices around us, of course, encourage us in the opposite direction. We see them on TV. We click to them across the internet. They say, "You can have these things. Push Jesus to one side. Reach out and take the comforts, the prestige, the easy times, the pleasures. Don't worry about the occasional sin. Make a few moral lapses. Sin pays handsome wages." Do you hear this soft, confident invitation from the world? It's fake. Proverbs 11 and verse 18 says, "A wicked man earns deceptive wages. It's the righteous man who earns a sure reward." Do you hear the offer to join in the glamour and the glory of the non-Christian life and lifestyle? In the end, that's all it is. It's just an empty offer. It doesn't pay like it promises. It's like taking a bite out of a beautiful wedding cake only to find it's made from raw sewage. In Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17, God says, "I am the Lord your God, who teaches you what is best for you, who directs you in the way you should go. If only you had listened to me, your peace would have been like a river, your righteousness like the waves of the sea." This is the glorious freedom of the righteous life. Enjoy it.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, available in the U.S. For New York, 8778. Hope NY. or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.